This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. There's been a new report that's come out recently about how many people have died in the more than a decade that the United States has been in Iraq. And I know that officially our soldiers left Iraq at the end of last year, but we do still have some troops and personnel there. The sad part of it, of course, is the number of Americans who died, which for my mind went for absolutely no good reason. But on top of the Americans who died there, a lot of Iraqis died as well. There was a time when we were told that that number was something close to 100,000. But now there are new data that say that those numbers could be much, much higher. Greg Mitchell knows a little bit about this because a few years ago he wrote a book called So Right, So Wrong, How the Press and the Pundits Failed on Iraq. So I've asked him to join me here today and talk a little bit about it. Hi, Greg. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you again.
What is the number?
Well, of course, we'll never know for sure. But the study you referenced was in a prominent medical journal called PLOS, P-L-O-S Medicine. And it concluded after doing a lengthy survey was that the real number of what they call excess Iraqi deaths, that is deaths beyond the number who would die normally from illness and old age and so forth, was close to 500,000.
500,000.
That's right. And it wasn't, to people like me, that was not really a shock because studies came out a few years ago, including at Lancet, one of the most prominent journals of surveys, household surveys, basically, and other ways, census surveys and so forth, which suggested about the same number. Those studies were attacked at the time because, you know, the U.S. claimed just tens of thousands. And even the site, there's a terrific long-running site that really logs every known death with names, even very well respected, and their numbers have grown and grown. I think they got up to about 90,000 fully documented. And then a couple years ago, when the WikiLeaks Iraq war logs came out, they documented another at least 10,000 or so, again with names and dates and so forth. So the sort of what you might call semi-official count has gone up to just over 100,000. But of course, as everyone has said, that could never be a complete account. But the U.S. and most in the media have always kind of latched onto that and, you know, said tens of thousands or 100,000 have died, when some of these surveys have suggested many, many more. And now this new survey, pegs the number. I think it was 468,000 was the semi-precise number.
Now, they didn't all die from bullets and bombs, right?
No, they were caught in the war in various things, you know, in various ways, including, due to malnutrition and things like that. But that not caused by the normal run of the way that people would normally die, even in bad circumstances. So these were tied to, roadside bombs and, of course, fires and poor medical care, no medical care in certain areas, and things like that. So it wasn't purely the image of, shock and awe or firefights or anything or things like that.
But also the infrastructure, the lack of electricity, the lack of clean water, the lack of food supplies, all of those things that were a byproduct of what happened in those 10 years, right?
Right. Well, that's how you do these surveys. If you go and you just say, well, here was a firefight and, 10 civilians died and so forth, so let's chalk that up. You also have to find out who has died in other ways that can be related to the war. That's why they call them excess deaths, because they truly are excess beyond what would be, what would have happened without the fighting and the massive destruction and the Civil War and everything else.
Now, I would never be accused of being an apologist for Saddam Hussein, who I know was an evil man, but if he had not been kicked out of there by George W. Bush sending us to Iraq for WMDs that Hussein did not have, would 500,000 people have died in the next decade?
Well, one of the arguments for the war beyond the WMDs was that we had these severe sanctions in place, and it was always alleged that thousands of Iraqis and many children and so forth were dying because of malnutrition, lack of medical supplies, and so forth. And this is no doubt true. And of course, the irony is that the same things, you know, times 10 happened after we invaded. So it certainly is true that many Iraqis were dying before we invaded because of the sanctions we had in place, but many more died after we invaded. So that's the, you know, you might call that an irony, and that one of our excuses for invading was made much worse by invading.
Greg Mitchell is my guest here on America Weekend. Greg started being a guest on my show years ago when he was the editor of Editor and Publisher. Now he writes a daily blog for The Nation, which focuses on media and politics and culture. I'd like to switch gears here for just a second and talk to you a little bit about the NSA and the recent revelations that we've been listening in on, not just Angela Merkel's phone, but on the phones of the leaders of 35 different countries. A, are you surprised by this? And actually, that would be B. B is, what are you surprised by? A is, why do we need to listen in on Angela Merkel's phone?
Yeah, well, I mean, she's a top ally, we're told. I mean, it shows how out of control this has become and why people are outraged. Now, some of the outrage is no doubt a little bit fake, you know, for public consumption and so forth. But I think there is real outrage, you know, why this would be going on. And these are mainly friendly nations, and you know, as people have said, imagine what they're doing to unfriendly people here at home and unfriendly people and leaders abroad. So, and of course, that's the whole, you know, the Edward Snowden debate over what he has revealed here, what he has led to be revealed. You know, the same some of the same people who in the media who have attacked him are now, you know, sort of because this hurts Obama in their eyes, they're now jumping on the revelations. There's this incredible hypocrisy of sort of hating the whistleblower and attacking him for months, but jumping on the latest revelations as a way to attack Obama. So it's you know, that's the way it's been playing out this
but
week.
But these Merkel allegations actually go back over a decade to the George W. Bush administration. The German newsweekly Der Spiegel is reporting ahead of their Monday issue that leaked NSA documents show that Merkel's phone had appeared on a list of spying targets since 2002 and, of course, was still under surveillance weeks before President Obama visited Berlin in June. And, of course, right up to the point where Angela Merkel called President Obama last Saturday, and he told her, well, I was unaware of any spying against her. Is that possible, Greg?
Well, I'm not sure the president is involved in day-to-day or month-to-month, morning briefings on exactly what the NSA is doing. I mean, it's possible. What I found amusing was the non-denial denials, you know, where they would sort of say, we are not listening in and we will not listen in, but never saying we did not listen in. So it was rather amusing, which was caught out right away. It was exploded right away.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, but as you said, this is longstanding. And it still amazes me. There are many people who just say, well, you know, spying, you know, of course everyone does it. And what do you expect? And it's, you know, it's harmless, but it again, it's some of the same people who attacked the WikiLeaks revelations by saying, this is the State Department cables that came out. They would say, well, this is going to ruin communication in the future, and we're not going to be able to sit down and have private talks with foreign diplomats and leaders and so forth. And that's why these revelations were so bad. Yeah. But in reality, now the same people are saying, well, spying is okay, or, you know, everyone does it, or what's the big deal?
Yeah, I just don't understand. I can understand why we need to spy on certain places in the world, But I thought that Germany and France were our ally. Okay, you know what? Now that I think about it, with the history of Germany, maybe we should be keeping an eye on them and an ear, too. I don't know what I was thinking. Let me get a plug in for a movie that Greg's involved in. It's called Following the Ninth. It is a Beethoven movie that is going to be debuting at Lincoln Center in New York this week, and then spreading across the rest of the country. And you can see a trailer for it on his website. Greg, I appreciate it. We'll put a link to it on our Facebook page. Thanks for joining me today.
Well, I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
As Greg Mitchell, who's now writing a daily blog for The Nation, joining me here on America Weekend. I'm Paul Harris from the Envision Radio Networks. America.